There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday, hour number two of live local talk. Lots to do this hour. And this is going to be, another month, another hurricane, right? Or it seems like it's the hurricane of the month club around here. We'll get the latest from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the approaching Hurricane Zeta. And speaking of hurricanes, the recovery from Hurricane Sally, something that we continue to focus on. And lucky to have somebody on here who could answer questions. That's what we've been trying to do. As I get questions, I find folks that, well, they know a lot more about this than I. And Robert Roberto Baltonato from SBA is joining us now to talk more. Roberto, first of all, thanks for being here. And second of all, did you know you'd be tasked with talking about two hurricanes in one show?
Not this time around, but we have done that in the past. And so thank you, first of all, for having us. And my heart goes out to the entire community out there who's having to deal with this again. If there's something that 2020 has taught us is to increase our tolerance and to make sure that we know how to prepare. And I believe by now the Alabamians are experts in terms of preparedness. And so it is important at this point to pay attention to your authorities and pay those, and, you know, make those last minute checks to your preparedness plans.
Yeah, you know, I'm worried about folks. Well, you know, we've talked about trees that were weakened during Sally. Those could more easily come down with the winds we'll get from Zeta. But also think about all those homes out there with blue tarps on the roof there, you know, that are holding the rain at bay. And here comes winds that could gust in the 70-mile-an-hour range. You know, a tarp's going to come off with that unless you got a lot of staples in it.
Yeah, and that's why I say pay attention to your local authorities. Heed the advice from local authorities if evacuation orders, and I don't know whether evacuations or orders have been placed in this time, but if evacuation orders are given, pay close attention to those, and most importantly, adhere to what your authorities say.
Roberto, I want to talk about this has come up so many times. I'm glad you can talk about it. People who have called in the show, and I've had folks from FEMA on, and they say, hey, I got the FEMA assistance, but I've got this super high deductible. Okay, so here's the insurance amount, and here's what FEMA can make up that they didn't. But I got a deductible. I can't find the money. I'm not working, whatever the issue is. And that's where SBA can help, right?
Indeed, and that's a perfect way to segue into how we can help. First and foremost, let me highlight the fact that there is an important date coming along in terms of physical disaster loan applications. November the 19th, which is just 2 weeks away, it is the first deadline along the way for those who are filing for physical disaster loans. And that gives us into how the SBA is helping. So in essence, we're providing affordable low-interest long-term disaster loans. One of those is physical disaster loans, which are available to homeowners, up to $200,000 for homeowners, renters, up to $40,000 for renters, business of all sizes and nonprofit organizations, up to $2 million for that group, in order to repair or replace disaster damaged property, and that includes contents and automobiles. Now, for small businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small business engaged in aquaculture, and most nonprofit organizations, the SBA also offers economic injury disaster loans. These are, again, up to $2 million to help them meet working capital needs caused by the disaster. Now, important to highlight, though, economic injury disaster loan assistance is available regardless of whether the business suffered any physical property damage.
I want to talk about, and that lets people who know who might be eligible, but we often talk about the low interest rates with the SBA. Roberto, how low are you talking about?
And so we have a challenge in terms of our name. first of all, businesses. You said we're available to people. Yes, we cater primarily to the small business community, but we also help homeowners and renters. And so our rates are as low as 1.188 for homeowners and renters. 2.75, that's 2.75 for nonprofit organizations, and 3% for businesses. That is much lower, obviously, than the commercial loan industry. We're not within that commercial loan industry. The fact that we mention a loan, this is disaster recovery assistance. And so don't let the word loan or business discourage you from applying. If you had damages stemming from Hurricane Sally, apply. Register with FEMA first and apply to SBA next.
We're talking about the two storms as well. I know that we have the deadline. We're talking about Sally. But if we have damage here from Zeta, will we go back through this? Will somebody who was not damaged by Sally and then gets damaged in the same ways we're talking about by Zeta, would SBA come back for do this again? Or is it a one-time deal? How does that work?
I love the question on how you frame it, because we never leave. SBA is always there. So whenever there is a disaster, pay attention to declarations. That's what's important, to pay attention to your local authorities. The moment a federal declaration or presidential declaration goes into place, the force of the federal government comes into place, and that is how FEMA and SBA comes together. Now, there are also state-level declarations, and so when that happens, you will have SBA programs available to help you recover from disaster. So in short answer, yes, pay close attention. Should there be damages that are generated as a result of Zeta, we may be able to provide you assistance. If you have applied for assistance from prior storms, come back to us and review, if you will, the terms and conditions within your loan to see what, if any, other extensions or assistance we can provide if you have any additional damages. And so that is an excellent question, because, again, the nature of our lives today, where we're facing one disaster after another, understanding how the basic framework on how the federal government provides help is important.
And before we wrap up here, too, the process, you mentioned the website and the phone number. Are there certain things that we should have at our ready before we pick up the phone or go to the website, documents or just generally what do we need?
Yes, most definitely. Keep in mind, these are federal-backed dollars, and so these are dollars that are coming straight from the federal system. And so, yes, we will ask you for some basic information, obviously, and so have your documents available. Call us. Even if you don't have them or you don't know where to begin, give us a call. It is 1-800-659-2955. And we'll guide you through what it takes for you to gather before you submit your application, and then explain to you how to process the application. Now, let me just take one step back. And in terms of applying for Hurricane Sally, applicants are encouraged not to wait for a response for that insurance claim, if indeed they file for insurance, and basically take two simple steps towards recovery. First, they need to make sure they're registered with FEMA by visiting disasterassistance.gov or by calling for the FEMA toll-free helpline at 1-800-621-3362, and then apply with SBA. So it's a 1-2 punch. FEMA first, SBA next at sba.gov/disaster, or by calling us, as I said, to 800-659-2955.
This is good. And Roberto, I'm looking at a text coming in here. Well, a lot of text, but this one from Patty says, the SBA has been phenomenal, assisted me as small business with my home. They were amazing. So, people that have already used you, you're getting some rave reviews here, so that's good.
As of this morning, and this is, again, last report I saw, those numbers may have increased by now, but as of this morning, we had approved a total of 1,600 plus, over 1,600 loans, rather, totaling $65 million. And so, yes, there are quite a number of Americans that are taking advantage, but our concern is that there are quite a number of other Americans who are either not sure or still debating at this time whether they qualify. If you had damages stemming from the storm, and this is Hurricane Sally, submit your application. Register with FEMA and submit your application with SBA. Let our experts, those disaster experts on our end, guide you and determine whether or not you're eligible. And if you're not eligible for one, we're going to see if we can connect you with additional assistance. So one way or the other, there is help out there. And so we encourage you to seek that help.
Excellent. Roberto, thank you for what y'all are doing. Thanks for the information update. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
All right. So there you go. Hopefully got some questions answered there, and we'll keep on this, whether we're talking about just Sally or further damages from Zeta. Roberto Baltandano from the SBA, our guest. All right. My contemporary at the University of Alabama, and a man doing great work for kids right here in our area, right here at home. Sherman Williams joins us next right here on Midday Mobile. Stay close.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Talking with you. Coming back after the bottom of the hour, got a lot of questions for you. And got a phone number for you, too, 343-0106. Right now, I'm going to go to the phone and talk to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And can we talk trucks today, Larry? Did we got him on? Did we lose Larry?
Hello?
Yeah, there we are. Hey, Larry, I was asking, could we talk trucks today?
Absolutely. We got a lot full of trucks.
Okay. So walk us through like some of the stuff that's going to make folks go, okay, I need to go check out that truck.
All right. We got a good number. Excuse me. I'll get it out of my mouth here in a minute. A good number of low mileage, late model, crew cabs, two-wheel drives, crew cab, four-wheel drives. Most of them are local one-owner trade-ins and just ready to sell.
All right. And also, y'all are ready to finance.
Absolutely. We got great credit unions. Great credit unions love the trucks for a multitude of reasons. They know they last for a long time, and they get great rates and great terms.
All right. Tell folks how to find you at LCM.
Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And great to have in studio. Good to have it. It's been too long since, Sherman, you've been on the show. We talked in an event like 2 years, maybe a boat show or something like that, but you hadn't been on the show. I was thinking about it. It's been years. So let's welcome back to the show. It's been too long. National champion, local people, national champion, Super Bowler, and a man who does great work for kids right here at home. Sherman Williams back in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Now,
get your cowboy shirt on.
You know that I got to rep the Cowboys.
Can we stop for a second?
A good year right now, so I'm just going to rep the Cowboys.
Can we talk a little bit about Saturday, Roll Tide?
Roll Tide, roll.
It's a beautiful thing with Tennessee. It's just my eldest child doesn't remember a day when Tennessee beat the Tide. So,
well, that's a good thing.
It's a beautiful
thing. We want to make sure that she finishes out the rest of her career.
That's right.
The same way.
So we're going to keep it that way. And I would talk football, and we talk Tennessee, but the upcoming Iron Bowl as well. It's a cliche. This very weird year of college football.
Right. It's one of the weirdest years I can remember in my football history. But one thing you did forget, though, Sean. You forgot about my state champion with Blunt High
School. That's right. So, you know, Blunt,
we got to make sure we keep Mattie T in there.
Yes, Blunt. And then it goes from dominating at Blunt to going to Dixie's Football Pride, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide. Yes.
And then, Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
You know, that would be a full career. But now, back home here and helping out folks, and I want to talk about this event coming up because it's absolutely talking about football and the Iron Bowl.
Yes.
And the Palmer Williams Group, and first of all, let's do this.
Right.
And what the heck's Palmer Williams Group? What do y'all do?
The Palmer Williams Group is myself and Mr. David Palmer. We both played at the University of Alabama, and we both have had backgrounds that wasn't always productive as we would like for it to be. And what we do is give back to the community through our organization, the Palmer Williams Group, and we help socially disadvantaged youth, children who come from similar backgrounds as ourselves, but not just limited to that. We also help children that come from affluent backgrounds, so it really doesn't matter. Our program is about children, the youth, and our mission is to help today's youth see a better tomorrow. And any child in need, any child that we can help in any type of way, that's what the Palmer Williams Group is about. But we focus on children that come from socially disadvantaged backgrounds.
That messaging in today's world. So you and I are almost same age, and there was one message probably for us. Is that changed when you're talking to kids in 2020?
Well, with so many different avenues of media, a lot of things has changed. You have to really reach out to the children in a youthful way. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when we were growing up, we could get out in the streets and play football until the till the streetlights come on.
That's right.
You ride through neighborhoods now, you really don't see that much. You don't see as many children ganged up together riding bikes as we did as children.
Right.
So it's other methods that you have to use to reach the children today, but most of them are open-minded, and they still have that youthful energy and look forward to days of having fun and that type of thing. So we just have to encourage them and give them opportunities, basically. And that's what the Palmer Williams Group is all about, just giving the young people a platform to express themselves and giving them an avenue for counseling, financial literacy. We just try to educate them on life in general, life skills.
And so that's the avenue. So that's what, like, yeah. I was going to say, give me an example.
Yes.
Of you know, what y'all do for kids.
What we do is we offer seminars. We have social skills. We work hand in hand with different other organizations in the community, local churches, community centers, seniors places. And we get the children out there and we teach them about banking, the basic skills of job training, the basic skills of job application, you know, how to express yourself, communication, music. We take the holistic approach. We teach them about spirituality, different things about life in general that can help them be productive citizens and also learn to be productive adults.
Yeah, because, you got to be a productive the child and to become a productive adult.
Absolutely. And with our backgrounds, especially with my background, I've had a checker background and served jail time and that type of thing, and understanding what it takes when you're making poor decisions and poor choices. So most of the kids that we generate, they kind of gravitate towards me because I can relate, mm-hmm. and I tell them my story, and they kind of, you know, look at me at first as the football player, but then once I get a chance, an opportunity to speak with them and kind of explain to them some of the things that I have been through, then they kind of gravitate toward me a little bit more. So my life experiences and the things I've been through in my life has really helped me be able to help some of these young people out there that's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I want to talk about this from that perspective. Yeah. So we had Scared Straight when we were kids.
Right.
Remember, they come in, come in from prison,
correct.
Speak to us. But they just basically kind of said, prison's bad, you don't want to go to prison.
Correct.
And then we went to lunch break or whatever.
Correct.
Right?
So,
right, we had the same things.
Yes.
So that messaging, okay, they were doing something, but what you do with right. these kids, you probably have a lot more real examples or things to take away. Just, you don't just go in, I guess, and say, prison's bad, y'all. Don't mess up.
No, it's not that simple. What we do now is a more sophisticated approach than what we had as children growing up with Scared Straight. We have the life skills component, and
okay.
we're teaching them. We're actually educating them on the steps that it would take to avoid some of life's pitfalls.
That's what I was wondering. Do you go
yes.
like, hey, here I was at this point. I had this decision to make. I
correct.
Made the wrong decision here. Here's what I should have done.
Correct. And that's the method we want to take with the okay. children. We want to give them real life examples, and we want to give them the instructions that would lead them in the right path. And versus just coming in and say, hey, like you say, prison is bad. You don't want to go there.
For you, remember the same thing.
But you
right.
give them the instructions on how, and then we try to encourage these children to get out the streets and stay away from danger, but
that's
we
hard,
have to offer
right?
them
that's
somewhere.
Hard. If you know, we're both young boys, and you wanted to do what everybody was doing, it was cool, and
yes.
and here's two old guys telling you to don't do that.
Right. Well, you know, that's one of the challenges, and that's why our program is so important, because it's a very challenging program. It's not easy. I wouldn't say
okay.
that it's easy at all. It's something that you really have to work hard for.
Then it's worth
and
it.
And really have to, yes, you have to put a great deal of energy and effort into reaching these young people, because we can all attest to being stubborn at a mm-hmm. teenage, a mm-hmm. preteen age, to where mm-hmm. we had life all figured out
oh, yeah,
by
do.
The time we was 13 or 14 years
right,
old.
Right.
So we have the challenge of recruiting the children and actually getting them involved in our program, but it's good that we have community partners and people that's in the community that supports us financially to
mm-hmm.
where we're able to do this. And this is one of the things about this event that we're going to be talking about, our annual fundraiser, the Iron Bowl Legends Benefit Gala.
Yeah, let's do that. So we're going to run the news break. We're coming back and more of our discussion. First of all, what Sherman's doing with Palmer Williams Group, and then this event coming up that is going to be a number one, it's a great thing because it raises money. Number two, because it's a pretty darn cool event.
Absolutely.
All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile. Stay right there.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Good to have Sherman Williams in studio talking about the event coming up with the Palmer Williams Group, the Iron Bowl Legends Benefit Gala. So, Iron Bowl Legends, let's talk about this. Coming up at the Battle House, right, later on in end of November, right?
Yeah, it's the kickoff for the Iron Bowl week that Monday before. It's November the 23rd at the Battle House Hotel, downtown Mobile. And we have a great group of guys that have participated in the Iron Bowl over the years that will be coming out to spend time with us and meet and greet the people that attend the event. And we have a live auction, a silent auction, different things going on. And we have great community support. The Wind Creek Hospitality is going to be a great group that's going to be there. They send people out. We have community partners, man. We can't do this without our community partners.
Who steps up?
Pilot Catastrophe is one of our great community partners. They do a great job of supporting us and helping us be able to put our programs on. Palmer's Toyota. I got a good friend out there that's Keith Palmer out there at Palmer Toyota, and they do a great job of helping us out. You know, we got some community partners with Greer's and different variety of stores and retail stores and car dealership, McConnell and Tamron Honda. We just got a great group of supporters and partners in the community of Mobile and Baldwin County, because our program stretches between both counties, Mobile and Baldwin County. We're not just limited to one side of the bay. Right. We go on both sides. The whole community, the whole area, the whole Gulf Coast. We try to affect as many young people as we can. And we're just very honored and very proud to be a part of what's going on and being able to be a part of the solution, you know.
There you go.
Trying to heal the community and help people.
Well, and it's a testament to what you're doing when these people line up for this event.
Yes.
That means they say, all right, that's
right.
Working.
Right. Well, you know, and the support that we get from the other players, you know, the brotherhood. Even though Alabama and Auburn is one of the biggest rivalries in college sports or college football, even here in the state of Alabama, but with the players, it's just our brotherhood and our bond, because we have players that come out from Alabama that played in the Iron Bowl and Auburn as well. We encourage all the Auburn players to come out and participate. It's not a one-sided event where it's just Alabama players. We have players like Willie Anderson. We have Trey Williams. Deshaun Davis and certain other Auburn players. But, you know, we're going to always have Antonio Langham, Derek Lassick, myself, David Palmer. Just a great group of Alabama players as well. We got a long list, about 15 to 20 Alabama and Auburn players that'll be there.
Y'all tell the stories on each other?
Well, we do a little bit of anything. We might tackle each other for a couple times. We might just actually get out there and tackle each other once or twice.
Do you ever look back when you in people that you faced in games?
Yes.
And say, remember that play? As many snaps as you saw, as many plays, do you remember certain plays and who was the defender and what you did?
Yes, we have so many great plays that has taken place in this Iron Bowl. You know, one of my favorite plays is that reverse that Lawyer Tillman did.
Yes.
You know, even when I wasn't even considering going to Alabama at the time. I was still in junior high school or maybe going to high school, and I can remember that play that Lawyer Tillman did, that reverse against Alabama, and it just, you know, just kind of shocked everyone.
Yes.
Alabama
not known, if you're new to town, Alabama not known for reverses.
Right.
It's not
exactly.
Not a big school that runs reverses.
And Lawyer is a good friend of mine as well. You know, he played in the Iron Bowl, and he'll be there at the event. And I just think that it's a lot of fun memories some of the fans share as they come in and talk to some of the players that are invited to come out. And I just think that it's a fun event where we get a chance to fellowship and you know, talk about some of the old days and talk about some of the upcoming seasons and what's expected. And Iron Bowl is the Iron Bowl.
Yes.
You know, you can't get around the Iron Bowl
right in
Alabama or the United States. So everyone is going to tune in.
You know, when you're watching a game, through, you know, college game or a pro game, both, what's it like? I kind of got to come to your house and watch a game because I'd like to hear you break down, like, because you can't just watch it like anybody else watches.
Yes.
You watch, do you, I mean, is it different? Well, are you watching for different things?
When it's a running back, when I'm a running back, being a former running back, playing at that level, you know, you see certain things and you critique a little bit more on a position that you play.
Right.
Most of the time, you know, if you're a defensive end, the defensive end line, he's going to correct the defensive end. He's going to see he should have went inside or he should have contained or something like that. But being a running back, I always say, man, he should have cut here, or he should have cut there. I could see the holes and that type of thing. So I'm always critiquing the running backs most of the time.
So, but you could probably see things developing in a play that somebody hadn't run the football wouldn't see.
Yes, correct. And that's one of the things about playing the sport, you know, being able to put yourself in the position, put yourself in the, on the field, even from the living room, you know, playing the sport.
I can only imagine, because I mean, I do a bunch of it, and I played at one millionth of your level, okay, in high school ball here. So
that's,
I mean,
good.
But I'll watch stuff. I go, and I'm the same way on the defense. I played on the defensive line, and I'd say, oh,
right,
they're goofing it. So I can imagine somebody at your level looking at it, going, "Yeah, they're gonna. He's not doing this right. And look, they're gonna, you know, they're keying on him, or they're not keying on him, or
there's certain things that we see that, you know, it's just like a carpenter though. You know,
sure,
a roofer, anyone. Well,
you're in a professional.
Yeah,
at
when you're
this
in
game.
That profession, it's certain things that you're gonna be able to realize that the coming.
I'm raising my hand. Right, wouldn't
be able
notice.
To. So it's
That's
just
why
one
I
of those
come to
things.
Your house and watch
yeah,
a game.
You got to. You're always welcome to
get
come
an education.
Over, and we'll definitely lay it out for you. We'll get you the red carpet treatment. We'll have it spread for you, and we'll make it right for you.
Yeah, if y'all hear me talking trash about running backs in the future, means I've been at Sherman's house getting an education on that. If it goes from the defensive,
good,
all right,
that's a good deal.
Before we wrap up, once again, to sign up to get your tickets, is get them in advance. How do we do this?
We can go on our website. We have a website, the Palmer Williams group.org. That's my name and David's name. It's Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, group, G-R-O-U-P.org. And you can go on there. You can purchase tickets. We're still looking for local businesses to come out and sponsor the event. We got sponsorships, great sponsorships packages that local businesses can be a part of, and the media and all the different things that we offer. And also get
what's
your
the
name
deadline for that?
Well, we with the short time and everything going on, we really don't have a deadline.
Okay.
You can be a sponsor the day of the event at this point, because everything going on, and we're going to have a COVID-safe event following the CDC guidelines and everything. The Battle House Hotel is a great place, a great venue. It's a nice place and newly renovated, and they have strict guidelines for the CDC and also the COVID-19 and all those types of things will be put in place. So we definitely want to have a fun, feel safe event, and with it being such a short event, short notice, we're accepting local sponsorships, national sponsorships, and people who ever want to participate in this event are more than welcome to just visit our website, learn more about our organization, the PalmerWilliamsGroup.org, and we just expecting a good turnout and raise some funds to be able to continue to affect the young people in these communities of Baldwin and Mobile County in a positive way.
May more power to you.
Amen.
More power to you. It's a great event coming up next month. Get in on the sponsorship side now.
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. I didn't want to forget to mention this, but our guest speaker, our headliner,
yes,
is Mr. Trent Richardson.
All right.
Yeah, former first-round NFL pick, but we all know is a former running back University of Alabama.
He's
and,
all right.
He's going to come in and tell his story, tell his testimony about his experiences of playing in the Iron Bowl, but also we're going to talk to the young people about life in general. So Trent Trent will be our keynote speaker, and a fine Battle House dinner will be served, and we're just going to have a good time and enjoy the atmosphere and raise some money to help these children in these communities.
See, after I get back from the event, I will have so much more knowledge about running backs other than just trying to tackle them. I don't know about the backs.
That's right.
Best of luck, and thank you for what you're doing in the community.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
All right. We'll put links up on my Twitter feed here in just a second, at FM Talk 106.5, where you can get your tickets and get the sponsorship information for what is going to be another great event. And I want to remind you all, like I do, like I'm talking to Sherman, I'm talking to anybody else, charities, even though this year so many events have been postponed or moved or curtailed or whatever, those charities still need the help to serve the community they need every year. So if you have an event you go to every year, a check you write every year, don't forget those folks, because those charities are still doing the work in our community, even though it's 2020, right? All right, make sure to keep them on the check writing side. All right, do that. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Let's check in with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry and see what's shaking this week. Where are precious metals right now, man? What are the prices doing?
They actually dropped overnight. Gold is well under $1,900 an ounce right now. Silver's hovering in the $23 an ounce range. So dropped a good little bit over the last couple of days. So people that have been thinking about getting into metals, now's a good time.
What do you see, like, maybe I'm asking for your prediction for Tuesday, but what do you see for precious metals post-election? Is there any history there?
Well, there's some really strange history. Last election, for example, silver went from around $16 an ounce to almost $20 an ounce and then back down to $16 overnight as the election results were coming in, because globally people were freaking out. They didn't know what to expect, didn't know what to do. I don't think a lot of people realized that this was a real thing, and yes, he just got elected. And I don't think that's going to happen this time, but I think after the fact, there's still going to be a lot of uncertainty in the market, because obviously there's been a lot of prepping already to sort of make everybody believe we're not going to know the election results for a while. So I think because of some of that and because of some of the stuff going on overseas, I think the markets are still going to be a little volatile for a while.
All right. Well, that's the advice you get, and just a little snippet of the advice you get when you go to Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Of course, a great selection of jewelry items, collectibles, gifts as well. Tell folks how to come out and see y'all.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can check us out online, mobilebaycoins.com. And if you want to see that new stuff as it's coming out, check us out on Facebook or on Instagram. And I'm going to post something new that's coming out in about a week. It's pretty awesome.
Good stuff. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Thanks, Angelo. All right, 150, and I want to check in. This is a conversation that hits home in my family, and I know a lot of us here at the FM Talk 106.5 family as well, and that is stroke and what strokes mean for family members, for individuals, loved ones out there. And tomorrow is World Stroke Day. To talk more about this, it's great to welcome on Dr. Harrison Pearl with the Infirmary Health System with Mobile Infirmary. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
First of all, tomorrow, World Stroke Day, so a campaign to raise awareness of key stroke issues. I mean, I can't hardly find a family that doesn't have some story about stroke affecting them, at least in my peer group.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's one of the most widespread illnesses in our society. It's one of the leading causes of death in the world and the leading cause of disability and preventable disability in our country right now.
Okay, you got my attention when you said preventable. So how much of this is heredity? How much of this is something that we can do about it?
I think we all have a lot more say over our own fate and destiny than we think. A lot of this depends on how healthy we live our lives, you know, throughout decades of our lives that lead to stroke. And that's why I say preventable, because a lot of things that lead to stroke are treatable if you you know, keep up with your primary care doctor and keep up with your own health and try to eat a healthy diet, things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. All of these things take work to treat, but they are very treatable, and by treating them, you can prevent stroke in your life.
You're talking about over a lifetime. How cumulative is this? I mean, what somebody's doing in their 30s or 40s, does if they shape up, right, doctor, if they shape up in their 50s, does it make a difference, or are they dealing with the mistakes they made when they were younger?
No, I definitely think that you can shape up in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. You know, I think one of the things that we really underestimate in the Southeast is our diet.
Mm-hmm.
I think our whole health follows our diet, you know, focusing on more grilled meat and baked meat instead of fried meat, and fruits and vegetables and nuts and cheeses instead of processed food and fast food and soda and chips and things like that. Really just trying to eat a healthier diet can dramatically improve people's health.
Talk about in the short term as well. You know, we've heard the messaging over the years, which has been good, about the timeline, right, from identifying somebody's having a stroke to getting them to a hospital.
Right. I think no matter how good we and efficient we become at the hospital of rapidly treating a stroke, the limiting factor in treating all strokes is usually the time of onset of symptoms until you get to the emergency department. So trying to push public, and that's what the Stroke Day is for, is to push public awareness and public education of the symptoms of a stroke, and that once you recognize those in someone around you, call 911 and get in an ambulance and to the hospital as fast as you possibly can.
And when you talk about those symptoms of stroke, and we can go through them, and we've, you know, read a lot of public service announcements about that, but would you say err on the side of calling in something a stroke that's not? I mean, you know, how hair of trigger should we have with this?
You know, I think if you are experiencing something sudden onset that has never happened to you before, like weakness or numbness on one side of your body, slurred speech or difficulty speaking, loss of vision, inability of walking or loss of balance very suddenly, and these things are persistent, then I would not hesitate to call an ambulance and come get evaluated in an emergency department. And this is your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You've only got one of them. We can't transplant it. And once it's injured, it's irreversible. So if something happens suddenly, I would not really hesitate to call an ambulance if it's impairing one of those things for you.
So that stroke starts. We get the symptoms of it. It's now doing damage to our brain. You as a neurologist are at the hospital. What you can do is stem it and stop it once we get to you, right? I mean, that's the timeline, is getting to you so you can stop it.
Right. Usually if a person can get to the hospital within 3 or 4 hours, we have a medication that's a very strong blood thinner that we can give the patient to try to break up any blood clot that's blocking blood flow and restore that blood flow to parts of the brain that are dying and save tissue. And then for some of the even bigger strokes, the really big clots that are blocking the big vessels, we can go in with a procedure and go in through the vessels themselves up into the brain, and with a special device pull the clot out and restore the blood flow.
You
so
physically,
we do both of those procedures here at the infirmary.
You physically go get the clot, like it comes out of the body.
Right. Like,
wow.
You can actually physically hold the clot in your hand after the procedure sometimes.
Oh, wow.
If the clot comes out all in one piece, it's pretty impressive that something smaller than half of the size of your pinky nail could take down the biggest, strongest guy you know.
Well, and that's part of it too, right? That I with people noticing the symptoms of it, because I mean, you just be like, I'm fine. Let me sit down, right? I just need to rest here. I'm going to be fine.
Right. I think whenever you look at somebody, if you see that one side of their face is drooping, their speech is slurred, they're having difficulty raising one arm compared to the other, things like that, you need to get them to the hospital as fast as possible by calling an ambulance. Even no matter what they say to you, because a lot of people don't want to think that it could happen to them.
That's right.
So, but it's got to happen to somebody.
Yep. And it happens to so many somebody's out there. Dr. Pearl, thank you for this. And once again, tomorrow, World Stroke Day, and raising awareness of the key stroke issues. But know those issues and then be ready to dial 911.
Thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. Thank you very much. Dr. Harrison Pearl, our guest, he's with Infirmary Health and Mobile Infirmary. Imagine that, the clot that they pull out and you can see afterward. Man. Take it seriously. I know if your family's like mine and so many, stroke is affected in a big, big way. All right. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. We'll be checking in with y'all tomorrow, another day closer to Election Day. Remember, we're online at fmtalk1065.com, facebook.com/fmtalk1065, also twitter.com. Find us at fmtalk1065. Still time, too, for you to get that pet in a costume picture up on our Facebook page and win. It's the Halloween pet costume contest brought to you by Lola Bells.